Without there any other questions, we'll move on. Number seven, law enforcement section update. Who's going to handle this one first, Mr. Secretary? Tim, are you with us?
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. Can you hear me?
Tim, welcome.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. Secretary Roebling, my name is Sam Skelos. I'm the law enforcement chief for South Dakota Game Fish Parks. Approximately a year ago, I spoke to this group. We were brand new into the creation of the law enforcement section. We started in July of 2020, and I gave a brief update of the newly created section. And I'm here today just to give you another update kind of where we're at. We faced a lot of challenges over the last year. A lot of challenges were on the horizon when we started in July, and one of the biggest challenges we saw coming was the implementation of parks enforcement. When we created this section, we put all of Game Fish and Parks law enforcement under one section, one chain of command. Myself, I was selected as law enforcement chief, report to Director Kirschman. And moving forward, we knew that parks enforcement was going to be something new for conservation officers. It was going to be new for the Parks Division as well. And, with 60-plus state parks and rec areas across the state, all of them are unique, from Custer State Park to Lake Louise. Everyone has a little unique challenge and differences. And so there was a lot of unknowns there when we started. But moving into it, what we really wanted to focus on is the relationship between our managers and our conservation officers and our officers across the state. And I believe the summer of 2021 is winding down. It was a success. And, I'm not saying it's perfect. We still have some things that we want to improve on. But the relationships that were built, the work that was done, the partnerships that we accomplished, both Parks Division and Wildlife Division, we're proud of those so far. And we hope to continue on that. Our plan is to build on those successes, figure out what was working well across the state, and see if that's something that we can implement in other portions of the state. And so as summer starts to wind down here, I'm really proud of the work that was done in both Parks Division and the Wildlife Division to make our parks and rec areas safe for our users. We balance that with the fantastic fishing we had across the state. We balance that with the AIS enforcement that we're doing. And on top of that, our conservation officer numbers are low right now, and we're really working on the recruitment and retention efforts. We got a lot going on that that phase as well. So coming up here at the end of the month, we plan to meet with the park regional supervisors and discuss what the successes were and how we can build on those. And as we gear up for fall, as summer winds down, we look forward to a great fall and a great hunting season. Just a quick update of where we're at, what we're working on, and a lot going on in the role of Game Fish and Parks law enforcement. And I just wanted to provide a quick update. So with that, that's really what I had, and I'd certainly stand by for any questions that anybody may have.
Thanks so much. Anybody have any questions for Sam? Looks like you get off easy today, Sam. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Good day.